Another restaurant in the region calls it a day. In Springfield, crime is down, but gas prices are up. Springfield veterans firm up their parade. And Mark Auerbach has his ArtSpeed report. For the information in Western Mass, you've come to the right place.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Tuesday, the 5th of October, 2021. Rainy, gray fall weather for the last 48 hours, continuing as Halloween nears. Speaking of which, mostly cloudy and showers today, high 66 to 70 degrees. Now tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 48 to 52. Mayor Sarno, Veteran Services Director Tom Belton, Deputy Director Joe DeCaro, are pleased to announce that the Springfield Veterans Day Activities Committee is now accepting nominations for the 2021 Veteran of the Year. The Springfield Veterans Activities Committee has again sponsored the Veteran of the Year Award. So the Veteran of the Year Award is given on an annual basis to a Springfield resident who is a veteran and continuously volunteers their personal time to better our community and never seeks recognition for the work that they've done. The deadline for the submission will be Friday, October 29 of this year, of course. Now, for further information, please contact Springfield Department of Veteran Services, Deputy Director Joe DeCaro, and you can reach Joe at 886-5045, 886-5045. 3 months after he began the job on an acting basis, Terrence Reedy on Monday officially stepped into a permanent cabinet position as the Massachusetts Public Safety and Security Secretary. Governor Baker tapped Reedy to continue serving as the administration's chief law enforcement official after succeeding Secretary Thomas Turco, who retired in July. Amid ongoing implementation of the state's police reform law, Reedy, a former Assistant Attorney General and former Assistant District Attorney in Suffolk and Worcester County, served as Undersecretary for Law Enforcement from 2019 until he stepped into the Secretary's role. The Belly of the Beast, 159 Main Street, Northampton, announced after 4 years of serving the community and working with local farms, they will have their last day October 11. They also mentioned Gypsy Apple Bistro in Shelburne Falls is taking over their space. The French-inspired restaurant is hoping to open in December, and anyone wishing to enjoy any last meals are encouraged to also call in orders at 413-727-3040, Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Much ado about the arts today, and Pioneer Valley Radio ArtsBeat reporter Mark Auerbach has the details. Mark?
Ah, Wilderness, Eugene O'Neill's only full-length comedy, opens Hartford Stage's 2021-22 season with performances October 14th through November 7th. Originally planned for presentation and already in production in 2020, Ah Wilderness marks Melia Bensusan, Hartford Stage's new artistic director's debut staging for Hartford Stage in her new role. O'Neill's Connecticut set comedy, Ah Wilderness, is a playful of heart and wit that celebrates family and community. Upon its Broadway debut in 1933, Eugene O'Neill's only lighthearted full-length play was an immediate success, with the legendary George M. Cohan top-lining the cast. Ah Wilderness has never gone out of style, having been consistently revived, as well as made into a film starring Mickey Rooney, a musical film, Summer Holiday, also starring Rooney, recorded for radio with Orson Welles, and adapted into the Broadway musical Take Me Along for Jackie Gleason. For details, hartfordstage.org. The Mahaley Center for the Performing Arts in Great Barrington will present high-def streamings of the Metropolitan Opera performances live from Lincoln Center. The series begins on October 9th with Boris Godunov. Many new Metropolitan Opera productions are on the roster, including Terence's Blanchard's Fire Shut Up in My Bones and O'Coin's Eurydice. Among the classics are Massenet's Cinderella, Verdi's Rigoletto, and Puccini's Turandot. For details, mahaley.org. Kamloopa, an Indigenous Matriarch story by Kim Sedlick Harvey, winner of Canada's prestigious Governor General Award for English Language Drama, has its U.S. premiere at Wham Theater, October 7th through the 24th. Performances will be held at the Elaine P. Bernstein Theater on the Shakespeare and Company campus in Lenox. The production will also be available for streaming at the beginning of November. This high-energy comedy follows two urban Indigenous sisters and their encounter with a lawless trickster as they explore what it means to honor who they are and where they came from. Sarah B. Dennison, Jasmine Rochelle Goodspeed, and Rita Ness are featured in this production. For details, whamtheater.com. The Pioneer Valley Symphony begins its 83rd season with a mix of virtual and live performances, of the latter at Greenfield High School under the direction of Tanquay Ent. The season launches with Liz Lake Preludes, followed up by Dvorak's New World Symphony that streams on October 9th. On November 27th, the orchestra streams a program with music by Rossini, Schubert, and Watkins. The Pioneer Valley Symphony Holiday Pops, December 11th, will feature a new work by area composer Clifton Jerry Noble, along with seasonal favorites. 2022 brings the world premiere of Argentine composer Andreas Martins-Vaux's Cello Concerto, written in response to the pandemic. This piece, along with Stravinsky's Firebird Suite, will be performed March 15th at John M. Green Hall in Northampton. The Pioneer Valley Symphony and Chorus end their season on May 7th with Brahms' German Requiem. For details, pvsoc.org. Rent, Jonathan Wilson's Pulitzer Prize and Tony Award-winning musical, A Modern Take on La Bohème, is wrapping up its 25th anniversary farewell tour, which was interrupted by the pandemic, with a stop at Hartford's Bushnell November 5 through 7. The original show, which introduced the song Seasons of Love to the big, long list of show tune standards, opened off Broadway in 1996 and moved uptown a couple of months later. Its creator, Jonathan Larson, died days before opening night. For details, bushnell.org. And Valley Arts Mentors continues its webinar series with Latinx Arts Mentorship in the Valley, available tonight from 6 to 7:30 p.m. In this online panel, leaders in the Latinx arts and creative community will come together to discuss their process, work, and their experiences with art and mentorship. For details, artsmentors.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Mark will return Thursday with a review of the play, Shirley Valentine. Here comes Free Music Fridays at MGM Springfield. Free Music Fridays at the Aria Ballroom. Here are the date and times. Friday, the doors open 7 p.m. and the performance will start at 7:30 and go till 9 p.m. The doors will actually open at 7 p.m., as I said. Now, on October 15th, it's LA's Backstage Pass. That's an 80s rock cover band. On the 22nd of October, Beyond Purple, Deep Purple, Whitesnake, and Rainbow Tribute Band. On the 29th, Raise Your Hands, the Bon Jovi Tribute Band. And 11-5, the well-known Trailer Trash Modern Country and Top 40 Covers. Gas prices on the rise once again, up to $3.04 per gallon. That's the cheapest price for a gallon of gas in Springfield. The cheapest price is $2.85 per gallon. The most expensive, $3.19 per gallon. Now, if you compare this to nearby areas, Worcester is currently $3.08 a gallon, Connecticut $3.20 a gallon, and Hartford $3.12 a gallon. Drivers in our area are currently paying 2.2 cents more per gallon than they were a month ago. Now, for the seventh year in a row, crime in Springfield trends down. Data released on Monday, September 27th, in the FBI's annual Uniform Crime Report, shows that overall, Part 1 crime decreased in Springfield by 4% from 2019 to 2020. After a 25-year low in 2019, the city saw a slight uptick in violent crime in 2020, which is contributing to the approximately 100 more reported aggravated assaults than the prior year. Now, the amount of violent crime reported in the city of Springfield was the third lowest since the FBI began releasing the particular data in 1995. Nationally, violent crime is up approximately 5.6% from 2019 to 2020, and murders increased by nearly 30% across the country. Springfield Veterans Activities Committee Incorporated and Springfield's Department of Veterans Services wishes to extend an invitation to the public for the observance of Veterans Day. Now, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the parade will be downsized compared to past years, and they'd like to be honored and have the community attend the Veterans Day parade and display their patriotic support. Now, the parade is scheduled for Thursday the 11th, and they'll be stepping off from the campus of Springfield Technical Community College on 1 Federal Street at 11 a.m., traveling down State Street, turning onto Main Street, and ending in Court Square at approximately 12 p.m. Due to COVID-19, they ask that all parade participants keep their groups to a 12-person maximum, or enough to carry a banner or have an honor guard. They ask that you please wear masks and social distance if your situation allows it. If you'd like further information, I think we mentioned this earlier too, you can contact Springfield Department of Veterans Services Deputy Director Joe DeCaro. And Joe can be called at 886-5045 or emailed jdecaro@springfieldcityhall.com. Well, thanks to everybody for being with us on our program today, and certainly to our ArtsBeat reporter, Mark Auerbach, who will join us a little later in the week. And I thank you for listening to our program today for Tuesday. We'll be back again bright and early tomorrow morning, Wednesday, the middle of the week, our midweek report up online at 6 a.m. and available to you throughout the day on demand when you wish to hear it. I'm Brad Shepherd for Pioneer Valley Radio. Have a great day. You deserve it. And we'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2021.
All rights reserved.